Thanksgiving has always been one of my favorite holidays, not just because of the holiday food. And don't get me wrong, I love the turkey and the ham, the macaroni and cheese, the collard greens, or the cornbread dressing. But it's one of the days of the year that I remember to be thankful every day of the year because of the blessings of God on my own life. Despite everything that I've experienced, every challenge, every struggle, every heartache, and every pain, undoubtedly, God has still been good to me, and I am ever so grateful because of it. Today, we think on good times, right here on Are You Willing to Hear? Growing up, one of my favorite things to watch on TV was a show called Good Times. I'm sure you're familiar with it. It had one of the most catchy theme songs imaginable. Good times, anytime you need a payment. Good times, anytime you need a friend. Good times, anytime you're out from under, not getting hassled, not getting hustled, keeping your head above water, making a wave when you can. Temporary layoffs, good times. Easy credit ripoffs, good times. Scratching and surviving, good times. Hanging and a jiving, good times. Ain't we lucky we got 'em? Doom, 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 doom. Good times. Yeah, you get it. You get understand. And so I used to wonder about that last segment of the song. It just never made much sense to me. I mean, how does temporary layoffs, easy credit ripoffs, scratching and surviving, and hanging and jiving, what does it have to do with good times? To me, that sounds like hard times. That sounds like some hopeless times. That sounds like some helpless times. That sounds like perilous times to me. But as I got older, I read a few verses in the Bible that literally changed my understanding of this song and my perspective on life. Can I share them with you today? The first thing I read was in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. And it reads, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Paul reminds the believer here that no matter the circumstance, no matter the issue, no matter the problem, no matter the predicament, it is the will of God that we find a way to rejoice in it. To rejoice literally means to show or feel great joy or delight. It is God's will that even in the most hard circumstance, in the hardest hitting situation, that we feel or show great joy. The premise of good times, the show, was that with every step the family took forward, there was something that would happen to cause them to take a step back. James gets a promotion but has to leave his entire family. JJ gets paid to create beautiful art but ends up working for a thug. But the wonder of the show is how the family would always survive. The love would always flow. The laughs would always come. There would always be something that they rejoiced about. They would find a way to rejoice even in the midst of what they were going through. Well, how do you rejoice amidst getting ripped off? How do you rejoice against temporarily being laid off? Well, I found that answer in the next verse that I want to share, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And it reads, "Finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart." In other words, begin focusing your attention on the good times so that your bad times don't overtake you. When we focus on all the good and all the beauty, all the purity, all the hope and love that is around us, we can rejoice and be glad about it. Beloved, stop focusing on what you can't do or what can't be done, and instead think on what God has already done to bless your life. Stop thinking about all the things you don't have and start being grateful for the things that you do have. Stop being concerned for the negative things that are attached to your life and instead allow yourself to be engulfed by the good things around you. I gained even more respect for the show after I read these verses. The show from my childhood, I didn't think I could respect anymore, but I do. But even more than that, I gained new perspective about my own life and about the lives of others. I refuse to allow any moment, one moment in my life to make me ignorant to all that God has done for me, with me, through me, and by me. I feel like Reverend Paul Jones. I won't complain because all of my good days outweigh my bad days. Beloved, think on the good times in your life. Change your perspective from woe is me to ain't we lucky we got them, good times. I hope you've enjoyed this lesson. And if you have enjoyed good times, I'm certain you will enjoy our other content. Please make sure you like this post, share it with those you know will enjoy, browse and subscribe to our page, and hit the bell for notifications from us regarding our new content. Thank you for joining us and remain willing to hear.